It's after the storm is where you realize that it was nobody but Jesus that pulled you through those tough times of your life. The psalmist, I told you, had been through some stuff. Amen. I told you in verse 9, he had lost his mind in the storm. In the storm, God looks distorted. Come on, somebody. It's in the storm that God looks as if he'll never show up. Amen. Because the psalmist says to me in verse 9, he says, has God forgotten? Amen. I keep going back to this verse because it's crazy because I've been there before. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever had a spiritual tantrum in the presence of God? Amen. Well, you're asking God why. You're asking God what's going on. But I found out something the other day. I need to stop asking why and ask who. Come on, somebody. Job asked why 16 times in the book of Job. And then finally, God said who. God said, who created the world? Who created you? Who carved out every valley? Who scooped up every mountain? God was speaking to Job, and God was saying, stop asking me why and understand who's behind you when you're going through. But it's after the storm is when you can really understand who was really with you. Somebody understand what I'm talking about, amen? It's only after the storm you can really realize that God had been there all the time. Sometimes we feel as if God has left us. Sometimes we feel all alone in the midst of what we're facing. But I want to say to somebody here this morning, you got to have a right view of God in order to understand what you're going through. Because if you don't know God in the storm, how can you know God outside of the storm? Amen goes right there. And oftentimes what happens to us, saints, we lose our composure, but we also lose vision of who God is. And there are times when we're asking him, amen, like Job. Job had a legitimate question, but God was telling Job, Job, don't you question me. And oftentimes in the storms of life, that is what we do. We question. We want a better life. We want better opportunities. We want God to do things for us, amen, that we see him doing for other people. But oftentimes, what I want to say to somebody here today, stop comparing yourself to other people, because what God has for you, come on somebody, you know where I'm going with that, is for you. What God has prepared for you, he will bring to pass. But the question is, how will you look when you get there? Come on somebody. And it's after the storm is when you can do some things. And so oftentimes, I told you last week that he says in verse 12, he says, I will meditate. This is what I told you last week, right? Told you, number one, hallelujah, that when you have a right view of God, you will view his actions. You'll see that it was nobody but God that brought you through that last storm you've been through. Amen. Told you that you'll know his apartness. In other words, you will know how holy he is, how sacred he is, and how powerful he is. But lastly, I told you last week that when you have the right view of God, you'll see his what? His awesomeness. How many know God is awesome? How many know God is great? How many know God can make a way? I like talking about God. I like talking about his name. His name is Elohim. His name is El Shaddai. His name is Jehovah Rapha. His name is Jehovah Nisi. He's a God that sits high and look low. And no matter what you're going through, can I tell you something? He created you. He woke you up this morning. He is awesome in every way. In every way, he is awesome. I'm talking about God. But when you're going through, it's hard to see God from this perspective. But I want to say to somebody here this morning, it's after the storm. It's after the storm you realize how much you messed up. It's after the storm is when you realize, man, I should have stayed in the will of God. It's after the storm you realize, man, I shouldn't have hooked up with that man. Come on, somebody. Because it's amazing that's in the storm, amen, that stuff show up. I'm going to keep it PG this morning. Amen. Amen. It's after the storm, and it's in the midst of the storm where you cannot really see God for who he is. Are you with me? So look what he says. Look what he says here. Look what he says in verse 14. He says, you are, you know, when I saw that phrase, I said, man, that's powerful. You are the God. I'm going to stop right there. I don't want to go too far. He says, you are the God. So the first thing that you will do after the storm, you ready for this? You will appreciate him. Come on, somebody. You can appreciate God for who he is after you've been through what you've been through. Do I have anybody? He says he realized after he had said God had forgotten him, now he's bragging on God. So in other words, after the storm, he got to appreciate God for who he is. It indicates that God far exceeds every false god or people worship. In other words, what the writer is saying, God, I appreciate you. I know you to be better than anybody else. God, I can appreciate you now. How many can appreciate him now? Listen, you can appreciate him in the storm. Now, I want to tell you, you want to be real now. You know in the storm, you wasn't appreciating nothing. Matter of fact, you wasn't appreciating God or nobody else. And if you can't appreciate God in the storm, amen, then something is wrong. But it's after the storm. Come on, somebody. After the storm, you can appreciate the fact that he picked you up. He turned you around. He placed your feet on solid ground. He transformed you. You're not the man or woman you used to be. Amen. Thank God for saving our soul. Thank God that I appreciate who he is this morning. No, that's the reason why I want to praise him. I want to praise him because he's brought me from a mighty long way. Look what he says next. He says, you are the God, watch this now, who works wonders. My. You are the God. See, his observation about God was correct. But the only way that he can observe the correctness of God or see God from the right view is because he appreciated God. How many appreciate God this morning? Come on, if you really appreciate God, come on, y'all. Do you really appreciate him? Has he done anything for you? But watch this now. He says, you are the God who works miracles, who works wonders. The word is used to represent something unusual or extraordinary. You are the God. I can appreciate that God after the storm. You see, it's only after the storm I can appreciate that. But here's the next thing, number two. Here's the next thing. You ready for the next thing? After the storm, you will acknowledge him. You will acknowledge that it wasn't my strength. It wasn't what people had done for me, but it was a miracle. It was a miracle that God saved me from the gutter. Come on, somebody. It was a miracle that God picked me up where I was. It was a miracle that God transformed me. God, you are God of wonders. In other words, he's telling you something about God's attribute. Watch this. It's when you, after the storm, you can appreciate God's attributes. It's after the storm you get theological. It's after the storm you realize that it was nobody but God that worked a miracle. Because guess what? I should be dead and going in my grave. But God, come on, somebody. He's a God who works wonders. He's a God who does unusual stuff. He unusually blesses you. He's extraordinary in every way. He's impeccable in his record. He is God Almighty. Acknowledging but appreciating is another thing. He could acknowledge him. He said, you are God who works wonders. I'm finna close. You ready? Last point. Look what he says next. You have made known. In other words, God is not hiding anything. In other words, God is saying it's after the storm. Listen, he was working before the storm. Come on, somebody. He was working during the storm. He was working right before the storm. And he's going to be working after the storm. But watch this. It's his perspective about God that caused him to say, look what he says. You have made known your strength. Come on, somebody. So the next thing you'll acknowledge, you ready for this? My last point. See, miracle and power are two different words. Come on, somebody. This word, strength, it literally means a fortress. It literally means, come on, somebody, God's might. See, God can work a miracle, but here's the other thing after the storm you'll realize. Here's the next thing you'll realize. You ready for this? Ready for this? You'll acknowledge his power. You will acknowledge his power. And I want to say to somebody here today, it looks bad right now. And even if it's after the storm. But you got to acknowledge that the God you serve, he has power. Come on, somebody. He has all power in his hands. He has the power to transform. He has the power to change. He has the power to deliver. Anybody here been delivered from something? See, he says, you are the God who works miracles. But you are also the God, hallelujah, who has made known your strength. It's after the storm that you get to see, hallelujah, how powerful God really is. And I'm talking to somebody here this morning. God is the one that's fixing the situation in your life. It's nobody but Jesus. And what he wants is you to acknowledge that it's his power. Thank God for waking me up this morning. You made known your power when you shook me this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock that woke me up. It wasn't my wife that woke me up. But it was the power of God that shook me this morning. Somebody here this morning, you know what I'm talking about. When you look over your life, you can say it was nobody but Jesus. It was nobody but the Lord. But I have to acknowledge his power. Because in verse 6, I was questioning his power. In verse 6, I was denying his power. In verse 6, I had doubted his power. But thank God for verse 14. And now I can acknowledge his power. Because he is an all-powerful God. He hung the moon and stars. He created something out of nothing. That's called ex nihilo. Thank God that he is powerful. He can change you. He can transform you. He can liberate you. He's a God that can do it if you just hold on a little bit longer. If you stop acknowledging yourself and start acknowledging God, he'll make a way. He'll show you your power. You're tired. I know you've been saying, I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of living this way. Have you acknowledged God's power? Because his power can transform that messed up situation. Thank God for saving power. Thank God for redeeming power. Thank God for justifying power. Thank God that I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And thank God for Holy Ghost power. Do you know him today? Have you tried him? Is he all right? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say it like you mean it. Like he got power. He has all power in his hands. Yeah. 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 I'm going to acknowledge his power. marching up Golgotha's hill, stretched him wide, dropped him low, put him in a borrowed tomb. But early, somebody ought to talk with me, early he got up with all power. He got up with all power. 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 After the storm, then you can talk like that. You can say, yeah. You can say, yeah. You can say, thank you. Thank you. Because you got power in your hands. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Give him praise, y'all. After the storm, when you have the right view of God, you can see God after the storm. And you know what? It's after the storm is where that gratefulness comes in. Right? Notice the word, notice the words I use. Appreciate. Acknowledge. Acknowledge him. See, a lot of people acknowledge God, but they don't acknowledge his power. They have experienced his power, but they take it as, oh, well, God got to do that for me. He doesn't have to do anything for you. But he's a loving God, though. Let me just say that. It doesn't matter how much you messed up. That's the power that he has to accept you over and over again, to love you even in spite of your mess. Thank you, Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that?